From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is dead. In Baghdad today, the U.S. military briefed reporters on the details surrounding his killing in a U.S. military airstrike yesterday. NPR correspondent Jamie Terabay is with us now from Iraq. She was at that briefing. And Jamie, what did the American general in charge who was speaking at that briefing, what did he say about how this operation went down?
Major General Bill Caldwell showed a series of slides detailing the operation, starting with the intelligence that the coalition forces had received that helped them track down Zarqawi to a safe house along an isolated road in the town of Bakuba, which is just northeast of Baghdad. There were a series of strikes. Two 500-pound bombs were dropped on this house, and this was at 6:15 on Wednesday evening. And Zarqawi, along with a person that they described as his spiritual advisor, and four people, including a woman and a child, were killed in this attack.
How did the military track him down?
Well, they won't give specifics. The military said that it relied heavily on intelligence and informers from Zarqawi's militant group and people who have connections with his group, and people have connections with this man, Sheikh Abdulrahman, who they've described as his spiritual advisor. They say that the different bits of information all came together, suggesting a time and a place that Zarqawi was going to be at this particular house, and Major General Caldwell said he was absolutely 100% beyond a doubt sure that Zarqawi was in that house when the strike was launched.
Zarqawi was accused of being behind many of the kidnappings, beheadings in Iraq, a lot of the violence between Sunnis and Shia. What's the reaction there in Iraq?
There's a lot of relief, and people are incredibly happy here, particularly in Shiite cities across the country. In his last communication, Zarqawi had urged Sunnis to kill Iraqi Shiites and said that they were infidels The Shiite cities of Najaf and Basra, for example, people were shooting in the street in celebrations, firing into the air. Women were outside ululating, and in the Sadr City, which is a slum in Baghdad, an overly Shiite area, they're planning festivities for tomorrow as well.
And another big news item today, three major positions filled in the Iraqi government. Tell us about those and who's in them.
It's taken Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki 20 days to finally get Parliament's approval for the Defence, Interior and National Security Advisor position to be filled. The Defence Minister is actually a ground forces commander, and he's a Sunni Arab, and the Interior Minister is a Shiite who has absolutely no connection to a sectarian militia, which was the biggest concern by not just the other Iraqi political parties, but the U.S. Administration as well. They wanted someone who was not affiliated with militias, who wouldn't be accused of carrying out sectarian-driven killings and detentions of Sunni Arabs, for example.
NPR correspondent Jamie Terabay in Baghdad, thank you very much.
You're welcome.